This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Off of the day and work our way into your hearts and your minds. Seven after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here, thankfully. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all of you that are in the middle. We're all in the middle, kind of, as we are halfway between the Christmas holiday and the New Year's holiday in that week that is celebrated by so many as vacation time. It goes
skiing. And no one's working.
Nah, can't get any work. You know, it was very interesting, Jennifer. Last week, by the way, say hi to Kara, who's in the control studio in Washington. Kara Schillen is there. She's at your service and on your side.
That's
what she tells me, anyway.
That's what I say every morning.
It's so embarrassing at parties, but whatever.
So the whole idea of not working, I found different this year. There were people working up until Christmas Eve day, which is unusual in the radio business. My son and I were talking about this. Most everybody in the movie and the television business was gone by the middle of the week. Everybody was gone. It was like here in Los Angeles, the most wonderful thing to be thankful for at Christmas
traffic.
Time is there's nobody around.
I know.
So
on
you
Christmas
can drive
Eve,
anyway.
I actually, I was sick. You know, I was sick last week, and so on Christmas Eve, I worked pretty much a full day, and boy, coming home, I was it was a Christmas miracle. And yesterday, we're running around during the week anyway in Southern California, coming home from the Reagan Library and, you know, all over the place. You're really thankful when you're on that road about 4:30 and no one's out there with you.
Perfect.
Holidays for everybody. I'm for more of them.
All right. The story of a family from Florida that are in the news today because of their complaints with Carnival Cruise Line. Listen to this. What do you think about finding a hidden camera behind the cabin's television? They were on vacation. The device was discovered by the father because he was having an allergy attack. He wondered how much dust there was in the cabin, so he was moving everything around in the cabin to sort of inspect and clean up, and he moved the TV, and sticking out from the wall is a small camera aimed right at the bed.
Ugh.
The family does
so
not want to be named.
Line? Was it the cruise line, or was it somebody that was there before them?
It was a Carnival Fantasy Voyage. And he said to his wife, "What the heck is this? Is this what I think it is?" And then they both went white. Can you imagine whatever they were doing in the sack? This is a story from actually today's New York Times, which is looking at all of these things. These big cruise lines are kind of like all the rest of. I don't know what the outcome is, and it's not clear to me that anybody really knows what was going on with this, why it was. The people at Carnival have had very little to say about this. But can you imagine the implications that might, you know, let's say there's a child in there and somebody really perverted, kids running around naked. You know, there are all kinds of creeps these days. Also, not only this, I guess the New York Times picked this up from the Miami Herald. The security team on the ship sent an officer to the cabin to inspect and dismantle the camera, but this guy didn't offer any explanation as to why it was there. Carnival says, "Oh, no, it's not any big deal." And the couple said, "Yeah, it is. What are you doing with a camera
that's a big
in
deal.
Our room? What do you mean it's not a big deal?" And he thinks that the staff was in on this. But they may have compromised the evidence by handling the camera without any gloves. So there would be, you know, all kinds of fingerprints all over it. You won't be able to find out who the dude was that actually pulled this off.
Gosh.
So
remember years ago, this was years ago, and they've done a great job repairing their brand, but Howard Johnson got in trouble for this, the hotel chain.
Yeah.
And I remember, I must have been in the 7th or 8th grade, maybe high school, so this is a long time ago, at least 3 years. Wink, wink. And they would have double-sided mirrors where employees would stand behind and watch you in your rooms.
Yeah, in the room.
Do you remember that?
Right, it's like being in the police station.
I remember as a kid, we did a cross-country trip, but I remember being freaked out about staying at a Howard Johnson because that was their big scandal.
Yeah. Leonardo, speaking of boats and stuff, just for the heck of it, I thought I would throw this in, Jennifer. Leonardo DiCaprio, people in the news today, has just bought a new yacht that is very large. Like I don't know whether it's a football
field. That should be good for the planet, right? He's big into saving.
Leonardo, you're right. You know, how is he powering this yacht? It would be the question. Yes,
probably with his feet. I'm sure it's just with his feet. Nothing to see here.
Yes. Or maybe it's a sailboat. Could be a sailboat.
He's working with the dolphins and all the sea animals, and they're pushing it for him.
That's right.
Very
like
nice.
Natural energy.
That's
it's like
good.
Santa's
thank
sleigh.
You.
Good, Kara. Good.
Save Federal me. Appeals Court this week dismissing an effort to allow the sterilization of a herd of wild horses in Idaho. I got this from a listener. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, your favorite one, Jennifer.
I love that.
Granted a request by the Bureau of Land Management to stop what was going on. The documents, the Bureau of Land Management owns, not too many people in the East know what the BLM is. I used to own a lot of land in Arizona, and I got up close and personal with them.
You bought some of the oceanfront property I was
I did, right? Yes. I had a couple of thousand acres of it, as a matter of fact, at one point. So
I appreciate your business, sir.
The Bureau of Land Management.
Talk about a bridge. It's the London Bridge, see?
Well, it is over
I know,
in Lake Havasu. They have
actually,
it. And my land wasn't far from there. That's how I first got into Good Graces.
Cool looking
I would
bridge, isn't it?
Go visit the folks at the station, Lake Havasu, all the time. Very cool town. Yeah, but the London Bridge is there. The Bureau of Land Management is all over the place. This rings a bell, I know, with a lot of people who are listening in that area. And we got the new folks that are in the Flagstaff area, northern Arizona. And I bet you're impacted by this, too. I think the government owns way too much land. They control way too much property. And this is an example of it, as far as I'm concerned. But I'm not sure what side of the... I don't know that I think this was a good idea to sterilize these horses, but apparently there's a large contingent of people who are concerned about the number of horses that are the horses being born in the wild, and there not being enough food. They don't have enough because of various circumstances to survive. So a lot of them live horrible lives. There's a plan that now exists. You can adopt a horse. You can adopt a donkey. These are animals that come from out in the Arizona, New Mexico area, Nevada, some areas I think in California, but not many of them. But I wonder whether we think it's a good idea to try to sterilize these horses and how they would do it, frankly. How do you do this? There's thousands and thousands of horses. And the areas, they're trying to section off areas, and there's a place where they think that these sections, I don't know how many, like 50 acres at a clip, and that's enough for about 50 horses. And in some of these, the agency is rounding up the 400 horses in some of these areas. And I don't know, I just think they have offered a lot of horses up for adoption, a lot of people taking advantage of them. But apparently, the taxpayers pay $50 million a year, Jennifer, to keep about 46,000 horses that are wild in these areas of Bureau of Land Management. And they're trying to get them adopted, but they can't get them adopted fast enough because the population is growing because they're prolific. And that was the idea behind sterilization. Should we try to sterilize? And I asked the question, and I didn't get an answer. How do they get sterilized? Mm. What do they do? Yeah, is there something in
I wouldn't
the
want that job, probably.
No, that's what I'm thinking, that they have to capture them all.
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And then do like we do on the farm. You castrate the bulls. You castrate the horses that would be, what did they call? I shouldn't even ask this because I'm sure I'll get some sort of message from my pal who likes horses. What is it? What's the mare And a gelding is a horse that's been neuterized.
You're asking the wrong person. I'm not a horse person, but
I'm sure you'll get a message. I'll get a message. All right. Speaking of traveling, 15 past the hour. How many of you have given serious thought to taking this trip to Hawaii with me in March?
I've given serious thought to it, Dougie.
Have you, Jennifer?
Yes.
That's good. Well, are you going
to
be there? You're always over in Hawaii in the winter.
I've got a big birthday coming up, and so the plan is that.
Oh, that's right too. Your father said at dinner the other day he was taking everybody to Hawaii for your birthday.
Well, I don't know if he's taking everybody to Hawaii, but we're going to be going on that journey. How about that?
He didn't invite me. All right. Well, anyway,
you're always invited. Come on.
If you would like to join me in Hawaii in March, come with me on this 13-day guided tour. There's not going to be any cameras. I can guarantee you that there will be no cameras in your room.
Doug will do a bug search before everybody.
I'll do the search. Right, exactly. You want to watch the beautiful migrating whales? You want to see all of the islands, all of them. Stunning sunsets. That's one of the things that I found most romantic. Unfortunately, the person that I was there with wasn't longed for the romantic world, but it was. I remember sitting there a couple of nights on the beach watching the sun go down. Really fabulous. So, four island tour. This thing, what more people are saying about this tour than anything else is that it's only $19.99 for almost 2 weeks traveling all over all of the islands, boats flying around, seeing everything, professional tours. The fact that it's $19.99 is something that gets people to pick up the phone and call right away. So if you want to do this and have some fun with me, I think we have room for 60 people. And I'm not sure how many have signed up so far. But you can do it now by calling 877-900-4574. Or you can go online to djvshow.com. Look at the bottom of the page. You'll see the brackets, all of the various ads for some of our sponsors, and you'll click onto the YMT tour. You see my picture and go through all the information, or they'll send you a brochure. All you have to do is call 877-900-4574. If this sounds good to you, you'd like to join me in Hawaii for a fabulously wonderful time, call 877-900-4574 for information. And the info won't cost you a thing. You're not going to be, there's no obligation. Just check it out. 877-900-4574. Let me give you the number one more time. For the trip to Hawaii with me in March, 877-900-4574.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
One of the things going on right now is lots of people looking back on the year 2017 to all of the that's the past. Why would we spend so much time on that? Come on. Let's look ahead to an exciting 2018. How about that?
All right.
Let's go. Let's look ahead. Into the now and looking forward.
Fine. Yeah.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
So fine, and I had a feeling one day you'd be mine. Honey, you came along and captured my heart, and now my love is somewhere lost in your kiss.
Guy's really cranking up his visibility.
Yes.
Good. Interesting. I'm sure you recognize the song. It's a Lionel Richie song called Penny Lover. And it's being performed not by Lionel Richie, but by Luke Bryan, who honored Lionel Richie at the 40th Annual Kennedy Center Honors on Tuesday night. So here's an R&B icon, that is Lionel Richie, kind of a pop with a Commodore, certainly. And then have him to be recognized and honored by a guy who's big in the country world. So this was an interesting combination, I think, as I observe what happened, Jennifer. Luke Bryan honoring his fellow American Idol judge, Lionel Richie, by performing a couple of his songs on stage at Penny Lover, and then he did Sail On. Richie was one of the five to be honored at the Kennedy Center this year. The others were LL Cool J, Gloria Estefan, Norman Lear, and choreographer Carmen De La Vela. I don't know who that is. Do you know who this is, Carmen De La Vela?
I don't. But what I do know is that this isn't the first time that the two of them, that Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie, have paired up. Lionel Richie got immersed into the country world when he did a duets record with a bunch of different country artists, and he sang the best of his hits.
Yes.
And that was just about a year and a half ago, maybe. And
yes,
they
yeah.
had some great pairings. He did one with Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean, Darius Rucker was on the album. I think even Carrie Underwood did one. And it was an interesting mix. It was a great blend, actually, of the country sound with that really soulful Lionel Richie sound. So
yeah, you know, I'm not a huge fan of American Idol, but I'm actually kind of excited to see their chemistry together, because I think that's what makes the show so good. That's what makes the voice good, is the chemistry of the
The people who are actually vying, the competitors, they're all a bunch of losers for the most part.
No, they are.
They're losers. But the thing you want to see
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Anyway, So Lionel wrote, quote, each of this year's honorees came to be known and loved by the world because of their complete originality and bold genius. Actually, that was the person who runs the Kennedy Center who said that. But I think that applies to both Luke Bryan, frankly, and Lionel Richie and others. Gloria Estefan, I've always thought she was great. And who's better in the creative corner than Norman Lear? And what can you say about LL Cool J? Ladies love Cool James. He's cool. He is. He's a good actor. Very, very. Apparently, he's just as nice. He seems to, what I hear about him is he's quite a fabulous guy. So, good. Good for all of them. All right, next up in the musical spotlight, because that's what we do in this portion of each hour of the program. We have a focus on music, musicians, music news, etc., etc. Kid Rock in the focus now, facing a trademark infringement lawsuit from the circus. Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey, the owners of the circus, over his upcoming Greatest Show on Earth tour. Why? They are out of business. What do they care?
I guess they still have the trademark for the Greatest Show on Earth, even if they're not around anymore.
And they'd like to cash in on it. That's right.
So the lawsuit claims that Rock and Live Nation are not authorized to use the slogan, even though it's dormant. Kid Rock's Twitter page trumpeting the upcoming Greatest Show on Earth tour, no matter what they say. He's kind of sticking with it. That's good. That's okay. I don't know. But the folks at Feld Entertainment, who own Ringling Brothers and the Greatest Show on Earth, say we have authorized licensees for this, but Kid Rock is not one of them. So you better smarten up, Kid Rock, or we're going to see you in court. Apparently they've licensed it to Chick-fil-A. And
want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
After the hour here, it's the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen is here. We wish Victoria well because she is ill. And the holiday experience for some people just drains everything
from
them.
Takes it out of you.
Yeah, and if you're like Jennifer, who is involved in everything, you just can't do it all there, Jen.
I know, Dougie, but I try, darn it. I try.
By the way, I have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, gosh.
Your father sent me a nice email this morning. Welcome to the new year. Happy to have you at the Christmas party. Nice to have you in the family. But what happened to my picture? It was on the wall. I'm in the CRN studios in Los Angeles.
It there should was a still picture be up. Maybe me. It's in the conference room?
No, it's not on the wall.
You've looked at every wall.
I've looked at the walls in the hallway where my picture used to be. There's a picture of Charlie Tuna, who's dead, on the main hallway, and now my picture's gone.
You may have broken.
I think, as a matter of fact, it is what there's a picture of Shatner hanging where my picture used to be.
No, really?
Yeah.
Either okay. Well, here's what I would tell you: either check the conference room, or we need a new picture because maybe the frame broke. Maybe you shattered us. Because we wouldn't have taken you down.
Plenty of new pictures around. All right, let's get into it. There's some very interesting people in the news to follow. But first, I want to know how many people saw, when you went to see Star Wars, did you see the note that was posted on the front wall of the theater? Please note, The Last Jedi contains a sequence at approximately 1 hour and 52 minutes into the movie in which all sound stops for about 10 full seconds. While the images continue to play on the screen, you will hear nothing. This is the intentional production, done by the director for a creative effect. Now, you've seen, Kara, you've seen Star Wars, right? Jennifer, you've seen the Star Wars.
I have not seen the new
you
Star Wars.
You haven't?
Movie.
Oh,
no.
Damn it. So I
Sorry.
Can't do, I want to have the conversation, but it'll be a spoiler. And Kara gets very angry
alert.
At me. She gets very upset with me when I spoil movies and television shows. Sometimes I do it just for fun.
I know you do. Can't. That's why I get angry.
I'll make you a deal, actually. Next week, I think anybody who is a real Star Wars junkie will have seen it. But you got to give them until next week because
well,
this is holiday week.
That's my issue when you do it 2 days after the movies come out like you did with Wonder Woman. It's always when I've had a super busy weekend and I don't have time to go see five movies.
So you haven't seen it yet either?
No, I've seen it.
Oh, you have seen it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it. I saw it the day after you started talking about it because I knew you were going to spoil it otherwise. You are exactly the reason why I went to go see it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very flattering. Thank you. No, I don't want to... Laura Dern, I thought when she came into it, the assumption, I made was that Laura Dern was there to replace Leia because, obviously, she's gone... she dies in the movie. No, actually, she doesn't die in the movie. She dies in real life. She doesn't die in the movie. But they're both she and Hamill
Fisher,
are now
not
gone.
Laura Dern.
Fisher. Yeah.
What
I think Laura Dern's alive.
Yeah, not in the movie, though.
Oh, spoiler.
In the movie, she... Well,
no,
let's see, that's the delicate
balance. No, that's the biggest... That's like one of the biggest parts. Don't tell Jen what happened. Oh, this is
if I haven't
territory.
Seen it next week, you can start spoiling. That's fine.
All right, enough on this. There are a lot of people who were wondering if there was a problem in the production. I remember people talking when I left the theater. People saying, "Well, it was dead. Something happened to the projector because there were 10, 12 seconds of no sound, and it was right at the point where Laura Dern crashes into." Oh, wait a minute! I'm not supposed to tell that story either. Anyway, there's a big crash at that point, Jennifer. And Laura Dern, well, just...
Let's just leave it there.
Okay. Here's the story, people in the news, of Patrick Giron and his 83-year-old wife, Barbara. He's 80, she's 83. They were arrested in Nebraska yesterday with 60 pounds of marijuana in their truck. They told officers the drugs were meant to be Christmas presents.
Sure.
Yes. New York Times reports that they were arrested by the Sheriff's Department after they were stopped for a traffic violation. They had large bags of marijuana in their truck. A couple told officials they were driving California to Vermont. Let's see. California does have recreational pot. And,
well,
Vermont,
starting on
January 1st.
January 1st,
right. Yeah, Massachusetts does, Vermont does. So, but I don't think you can travel. The feds don't like it when you travel across state lines with marijuana.
They don't like it
right?
Because it's illegal.
Yeah.
That's what makes them not
like
it.
But why is it illegal? That's the thing. When are we going to get caught up with reality here? This is one of the most...
I was having this little conversation the other day with my grandparents. It's because they live in Colorado, which it's legal there, although they vote county by... Yeah, they vote county by county. Mm-hmm. So actually where my grandparents live, it is not legal.
Well,
but
California
did
the same thing. They legalize it, but the county can opt out, right?
It's going to be, I think. I'm not sure. We'll see how it all plays out. Yeah. And, but the thing that's hard is if federally marijuana is still considered to be a serious drug, like cocaine and LSD and whatever else, heroin is classified in that same category, it makes it really difficult. I don't know why we do this. I'm all about state control. I really appreciate it. But in this case, it's just confusing because people go across state lines and it's just, you're setting them up really for failure.
Yep, pretty discouraging. All right, let's see here. Alan Robinson and Walter McFarlane, two people whose names are in the news, lifelong friends. What they actually found out, they've been friends for 60 years. They are 15 months apart in age. They met when they were in the sixth grade. They were friends and had been friends for life. And what they didn't know is that they were actually brothers.
This
is
cute.
Pretty interesting. Yeah, it is. And for whatever the reason, they had DNA testing. One of them knew that the other one had a brother that was lost, or they thought that he was lost in some airplane situation. So anyway, one of them is a pilot for Aloha Airlines, and I don't know what the other one did. I'm not sure. But the point is that they were, imagine when they, finding out after 60 years that you're brothers, you've been friends, and that's kind of cool. But then the McFarlane and Robinson bonded because they didn't have a family. They both came from sort of families that had been broken. And one of them, Alan, said, I knew I had a brother that was 19 months younger than me, but I don't know what happened to him. I never knew my birth mother. I've never had any nieces or nephews. So they were looking for answers to find out where their family is. Kind of like the current movie that's around. It went for Owen Wilson, be kind of a nice movie. Family, what do they call father figures? And so that's, they're looking, these two brothers are looking for their father in the movie. And these guys were looking for family. And they found out doing DNA testing that they were brothers. And I think that's just kind of a...
That's really nice.
They said to each other, it's the best Christmas present we could ever have imagined happening. And it is. Well, imagine that. Think about it. Put yourself in that position. Finding out that somebody that you'd known, or maybe even you didn't even know them, but you found sooner or later that you have somebody in your life that's a part of your family that you never knew was part of your life. What does that do to your psyche? It's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of a cool thing. Pretty exciting. Erica Garner in the news as we continue with people in the news. She is yesterday or the day before, earlier this week, I can't remember what day it was, she had a heart attack over the weekend, and she was in a coma, and she still apparently is in the coma. It was triggered by an asthma attack. Did you know that, Jennifer?
No. How did that happen?
Well, I don't know. You think about somebody 27, oof, you don't want to even think about that happening. A fellow that was in Meghan's husband's cousin. They were visiting, as a matter of fact, their family in Northern California for Christmas. They have back and forth my family or our family one Christmas and his family the other, which is fair and a nice way to do it. And so this year they all decided they'd go up to the aunt and uncle's house, which is in Northern California. And on Christmas Day, Matthew's cousin, the son of this mother and father they were visiting, had an aneurysm and died.
Oh, my God.
On Christmas Day. So you can imagine what they did to the Christmas celebration. But
oh, no.
Imagine a 41-year-old guy who just keels over. And that's one of the things I will tell you. In terms of always having a good health checkup, this is one of the most imperative things that you can do.
Can you figure out an aneurysm, though?
Yes.
Even from a checkup?
Ultrasound. You have to have
the ultrasound, right?
You have to have the ultrasound. Ken, every year when I do my Ken Kronhaus, I'm going down a couple of weeks to Florida to have my annual checkup with him. Ultrasound all over your body. Find out what the carotids are doing, the aortic chamber. What all the big important veins and arteries are doing around your body, and especially the one that's in your brain. There's two important aorta connections. One of them is the big pipe that leads into your heart, and the other one is the one that carries the blood around your brain. And a lot of people die because they don't have this done. People have aneurysms. If you have that in your family, any example of it anywhere in your family, you need to have those things checked every single year. Otherwise, you never...
Sorry,
it's like your body's
happen.
A ticking time bomb. Yeah, just imagine. So anyway, this discussion started with thinking about Erica Garner, who's been a big civil rights activist, and she's the daughter of Eric Garner. So anyway, the thing is that nothing much has changed. There are a lot of people who are focused on her because she has a lot of people that care about her. I think this would be good. I mean, this is a good lesson. It's not good. Remember he was the guy, Eric Garner was the one, the New York City police officer choked him. Yeah, right, led to his death. So then she became a real, she became very active in the civil rights movement, which is understandable for sure under the circumstances. Here's the story of Alexei Navalny. Do you know him? You know who he is?
I don't. I can't say.
Alexei Navalny is the man who's been running against Putin. And he's been barred from entering the presidential race.
I was going to say, not for long.
No, exactly. Right. He was trying to kick off his run. The Russian Central Election Commission rejected his registration after he submitted it, citing his conviction for embezzlement. So there's no surprise there. His candidacy was not going to work. Not only if he really pushed it, Putin probably knock him off. But this was done on the same day that Putin announced his intention to seek re-election. So he'll be elected again for the fourth time. So he'll been president for 16 years. Imagine that happening in our country. Think about that. Of any of these people that have been. Have there been any of them that you want? I don't even want to see most of them in there for 4 years. Never mind. Six. No. I mean, think about it, really. Although some of the stuff going on now makes me think George Bush was halfway decent.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious? I was at the Reagan Presidential Library this weekend. People will go crazy with this, but I'm just going to say it anyway. Mm-hmm. Our president now, President Trump, is the closest president we've had to Reagan since Reagan. And it amazes me that a New York Democrat can, or someone who is considered by people in his own party to be too liberal and to be so crazy, is the most conservative president we've had since Reagan.
Well,
and it's
his
true. You walk through that Reagan Library, and everything that's written on the wall, Trump says in speeches. It's amazing.
Well, but he's no Trump. Trump is no Reagan.
Look, Reagan was a great communicator, and he was obviously the great communicator, but he was the one that was charismatic and charming, and Trump is more rough around the edges. But when you boil it down and see the same goals and see what they're doing, they're very, very similar.
I was a big fan of Reagan's. You'll pardon me if I don't get so excited about this.
You should tour around. I was a big fan of Reagan's, too, but tour around, and you're going to see there's some similarities.
Okay. I'll take your word for it, sweetheart.
A lot of people just get turned off.
Is that passive? Is that sexist if I just sort of pass you off?
I'll
take your word for it, sweetheart. Yeah, right.
Pretty much, but I'm used to it. It's all right. Go ahead. You continue to dismiss me, and we'll just see who's right when history's in the books, right?
We'll see. All right. Let's talk about something you can do right now to enhance your business for the year 2018. God, can you believe it? We're talking about 2018 around the corner. And so if you're looking for great talent in the new year to make your successful business even more successful, then let me bring you right to the services of ZipRecruiter. Right. ZipRecruiter.com posts your job. What do you need? You frame it, you post it on ZipRecruiter, and right away it bounces off all the leading job boards all over the country that have these people that are looking for jobs. So in 24 hours, you're going to have a match. The best candidate for your job at ZipRecruiter.com. It's so easy. One click does it all. Unlike all these other hiring sites, it doesn't depend on the right candidates. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them. I have those, like, spiders, isn't that what they call them? Those things that grab all the information. So you want to use ZipRecruiter free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Find out how it'll work well for you. ZipRecruiter is free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Past the hour, familiar rings of what it sounds like when you enter into Warren Eckstein's world. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here on the DJV show to talk about what sort of advice some people have been given to take care of your pets. Do you get good advice from friends, from the vets? Do you go on the online, on the internet? What's the best way of getting advice? Before we get to that, Warren, I want to talk to you a little bit about all these horses that are on the Bureau of Land Management land, which is our land. We this is a different sort of political aside. We own way too much land. As the taxpayers have just, there's just too many huge parcels of land that belong to the government. But in league with that, especially out west here, there are a lot of wild horses, and they're becoming prolific. And you know, they don't, they're trying to find homes for all of them because there's not enough food for them. And there was an effort to somehow or other try to neuter horses, and I don't know how you would do that, Frank, how you capture them or what the best thing is. But how often do you get calls or concerns from people on your program, The Pet Show, about larger animals? We certainly know there's a lot of interest in dogs, cats, that sort of thing. But what about horses?
All the time. You know, most of the people that listen to my show are dog and cat guardians, but at the same time, they're totally involved with animal rescue and saving animals. You had one thing wrong, though, Doug. It's not our land. It's the horses' land. They were there before us.
Yes, right. That's it, yeah. Yeah.
There's no reason to... I used to work with a guy many years ago. He was a real advocate for animals, Cleveland Amory. He was a close friend of mine.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
We did a lot of work together, real curmudgeon type of guy, but he always called me with any behavior issue. He was the one who went into the Grand Canyon area and rescued all those mules at that time and brought them down to Texas. Anyway, these horses should be left alone. There's ways to take care of them. I drive across this country so many times. There is so much land available, so much space available. To say there's not enough room for the horses is ridiculous. The reason they want to get rid of the horses is so the cattle farmers have more room for their cattle. I say leave the horses alone. In terms of neutering, come on, it's 2017, almost 2018. We can't figure out a way to keep the birth control of horses under control. There are so many things we can do. It can be done for deers as they do in Europe with birth control salt licks. For some reason, we don't want to do it. I think there's I hate to say this, but there's something in our minds that says we got to get rid of them, not resolve the issue. We got to get rid of them, and I'm totally against that.
Yeah, so that's a very interesting way. I forgot about that. You can do it with cows, too. The salt licks have things in them that will keep you from being able to reproduce, or not you, but I suppose if we ate it, it'd do the same for us.
Yeah.
To get birth control
well,
into
what we need is
population.
More horses, Doug, and less politicians would be better.
Yes, that's right. Well, there's more horses' asses, especially in Washington, than there are horses, as you know.
There you go.
Back to dumb advice on pets. Warren's going to give you a couple of warnings after this.
Celebrate the new year on a new floor at Lumber Liquidators year-end flooring clearance sale. Save big on over 200 floors. Get the lowest price of the year on our thickest water-resistant laminate and wood-look waterproof flooring. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off, bamboo up to 33% off, and take an extra 15% off clearance in-store. Get more from 49 cents while supplies last, plus professional installation and special financing. Don't wait. Get your local Lumber Liquidators today.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show around the country every weekend. Find him, listen to him. I'm sure if you can't find it on a radio station, you can find it on TuneIn Radio and all the other places where you get you can download podcasts. Okay, so you have found in your research some really dumb advice that exists on the internet. So what are some of the examples?
Here's a perfect example. If your dog is misbehaving, it's okay to give your dog a timeout, put him in a cage in a back room away from the noise and confusion, then give him something to chew on, or at least a few treats, when you put him in his cage. Now think about what you did. All right? The dog's misbehaving. You took him back, put him in a cage, which is kind of like a punishment, and then you gave him a treat at the same time. The definite neurosis, you're correcting the dog and rewarding the dog at the same time. Really, really stupid advice. So if you get advice from the internet, read it carefully, make sure you understand it, research it. There's some great advice there, but also some really ridiculous advice that can be harmful to your dog or cat.
Get all your advice from Warren at thepetshow.com, 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.